Morning, welcome everybody to our January 24, 2017 County Council meeting. First thing will be approval of the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. One amendment today, we can strike introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. We have none today.
Any motion to approve the agenda is amended?
So moved.
Mr. Arlet, second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlet.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We have the minutes of January 10th. Any questions, corrections? Hearing none, they will stand approved. Correspondent, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. President, I have two letters. One is from the Harry K. Foundation, and it is the Help Harry Halt Hunger. And the second is from the Community Food Pantry in Selbyville.
Any correspondence from council?
Yes, I got one.
Cole.
Mr. President, from the Rehoboth Beach Museum, on behalf of the Board of Directors, Rehoboth Beach Historical Society would like to thank us for our donation of $2,500. I'll submit that down to the...
Very good.
Pass that down.
Anything else from council? Public comments? Mr. Gobb, you get a second?
Thank you.
Plop that thing in there. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Paul Reber.
Find out.
Yep.
Paul Reber.
Maybe.
Good.
Thank you.
Good morning, Paul Reber, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown. I finally started it, the list that I had wanted to do for certain definitions and get started getting work on this. The first one, changes that should be made to protect property owners' rights and neighbors' rights a little bit. Under the accessory building and structures, any fence or wall residential use not more than 3.5 feet in height may project into or enclose any required front or side yards. Depth in the front, et cetera. That should theoretically be 48 inches, not 42 inches like it stated. There's so many fences out there in the unincorporated sections that go over that are 48 inches, that are over the 42. If you're gonna have people consistently coming in for fence permits to the Board of Adjustments and paying their fees outlandishly and doing it correctly, it should be a standard thing. You're gonna put a fence up, you should be able to be in code right from the thing. 48 inches, I don't think in the unincorporated section is unreasonable. Anybody and everybody in that, except for, I guess, the corners. Barbed wire, electric fencing, like we had discussed with the barbed wire. I believe that there's nothing in the code that regulates the barbed wire on ours. And if we're going off the state code, from what I read, and just literally trying to understand it with the farm or the agriculture, if you're going off the state regulations, it stops at 10 acres and above. So I can't see how you can do this. Other regulations, other counties have it where they set their minimums. There should be a minimum in all districts. You shouldn't in MRARs or whatever be able to do the barbed wire fencing. And that comes in with a lot of things to go forward. You really need the definitions for farm, farming, farm operation, farm use. Everything is tied to that, and if you go through the code, well, you could say one plus one is two, 2 plus 2 is 3. It's all contradicting on how you read it, and there's really doesn't seem to be concise. Definition for a farm pond. I've been trying to understand this one for the last three years. Basically, is how can I have had 200 ducks in those ponds that he constructed, or the pig things, or something like that, not be considered a farm pond? It's a little excessive, and how can you set a limit on how close to the property line for the setback if you can't, you don't claim it? It's real simple. If you want to say what a farm pond is, make it such a size and say if you go within this distance of the property line, you can do this or you can't do this. Anybody should be able to have the farm pond or whatever it is. They want to do that. But they should be 50 feet off, especially with the water thing here. The other thing that had happened is with the storage containers, I would like it on the code in your permits, like they do with fences and everything else like that, is list that's the storage containers and the Connex containers and the semi containers are legitimately allowed. So the discussion can be made whether where you would like them to be put. Because I believe I'm probably the only one that the neighbors had permits pulled on them under that Connex storage container. If you can come up with that and literally put it in there, that would be great. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next, the consent agenda. I have two items. First item is wastewater agreement number 666-3, Sussex County project number 81-04, the Woodlands of Peppers Creek Phase 3 construction record for the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District. The second one is wastewater agreement number 990-2, Sussex County project number 81-04, Ocean View Beach Club, the amenities sewer, Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Any question on those two? Hearing none, entertain a motion to approve consent agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Yes. Motion carried. Next, a presentation by Dr. Matthew Robinson, Delaware Sports Commission. Come on down. Slam dunk at the beach. George Cole's favorite event.
Well, that it is. Yeah, I will have to admit. And Vince.
And Vince, Vince's
county
favorite.
Attorney, right.
Yeah, his favorite event.
He enjoys it himself, I believe.
Yeah. Maybe because his son played it, you think?
I don't know.
Just question.
He sits way up. I sit way down.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm very good. Just let me get my AV here.
Help you. Take your time.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for including me on your agenda. Good to see familiar faces. I think it was over 3 years ago I came down for the first time to make a request in terms of a funding and a grant from Sussex County in relaunching this slam dunk tournament. And really what I'm here today is to, one, thank, and number two, share on the success of the tournament. I think it's been a great example of cooperation, as Michael said, that the DSC, the Delaware Sports Commission, is charged by the state to reach out and try to bring in sporting events to the state for economic development. We looked for a signature event that we could take ownership on, the slam dunk. We were familiar, made aware of the history of it and the impact that it had on the state, and specifically Sussex County. It went away, and we took on the challenge, opportunity, of bringing it back. And we're at year three now, and again, it's been a cooperation between DSC, an incredible cooperation of members of the Sussex County, people that have come into it since we relaunched, people like Jerry Cabasa, who is the athletic director at Seaford High School down here. You have Vince Robertson, who's been in the community. It's been integral in both on the basketball side, but also just forming relationships within Sussex County for us. Mark Steigerwald, who works for Position Sports, actually lives in Sussex County. Makes his residence, and he really is the person that deserves a lot of the credit for the success of the tournament in terms of the quality of the event. And then Cape Elizabeth High School, the athletic director, the principal, and all those really been incredible partners to make this work. But it also has been a collaboration between the sports community in the state and Sussex County, the business community, and then in terms of the state and specifically Sussex County. I'd like to think it's an event that, although it's it brings attention to the state, I think it's brought a lot of attention to Sussex County in of itself, and that's really what I was going to share with you today, is just talk about some of the impact from the event this past year. So again, if you take a look at this slide, it just talks in terms of who we brought in. We basically are running one of the, what has been identified as one of the elite high school tournaments in the country based upon the teams that we bring in as well as the quality of the players. So again, and again, over the 3 days, we had over 12,000 fans. I would say in comparison this year, I think just about every session was sold out in terms of the seating as far as the arena was concerned. We had a lot of media coverage with it, talking about we did a 30-minute slam dunk preview show. in the area, over 400 commercials, 900 radio ads. We had 18 of the games streamed by the Cube, which brought national recognition for the tournament in the area. 50 media outlets were on site covering the event, and I'll share some of those things with you. Plus, we had over 30 colleges, coaches in attendance taking a look at the talent that were there, and I received several emails from individuals saying, wish you were there, but based upon their scheduling, we're not able to be there. What we know about our spectators, 93% of them had a good or excellent experience. Our sponsor recall, it was a survey that we do both online and in person, as high as 92% of the sponsors that were associated with it were recognized as sponsors. 80% of our attendees were from Delaware, so 20% of the people who were coming were from outside the area. And again, when we asked why did people come, they wanted to see elite players and elite teams play. And words that our spectators associated with the event were exciting, quality, family-oriented, classy, and affordable. The other thing we found is that 75% of the people of the people that were visitors, that we identified as visitors outside of Sussex County, left with a favorable impression of Sussex County. 85% of them went out to restaurants while they were here.
The question is, why? What's wrong with the other 25%?
Boy, I don't know.
Can we identify them and find out who they are? Right?
Well, I think we can go back and check.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. President, but I had to take note.
And again, 50% of the people were staying in a hotel. All right. So again, and the last one is majority of the attendees were supporting an event in Sussex County. So again, it was, I think, a great commercial for Sussex County. Now, social media, which is now becoming the standards in trying to evaluate your impact beyond the local area. And again, we had 2.6 million impressions on our hashtag, the Slam Dunk DE. When you take a look at that, Facebook, over 600,000, and Instagram, 11,000, with over 1,000 comments on that. And again, if the game that we had was Westtown versus Gray Academy, was a game that's the few plays that were in there just blew up on the internet, across all social medias. Okay? And again, just here's some of the examples of the things that you saw out there on social media. And some further. And again, our sponsors got a lot of recognition beyond just having their signage within the facility. And again, just some others that, again, these were larger. When you take a look at some of these, the basketball community, great buzz. And again, I believe the Gray Academy game and the Westtown game was rated the top high school game in the country up to that point in the season. And the people, I don't know who was there. I believe, George, you were there for that one. I've been around sport 20 years, and games become games. And at a certain point, I said, all right, I'm off duty. I'm sitting down watching this thing. It was that quality of a game. And again, just some more comments that you see out there of talking in terms of bringing attention to the tournament and again, the event and everything associated with it. We also got media hits as far as locally, and again, positive, talking about the quality, you know, of the event. And again, specifically when you start talking about the basketball community, again, had great coverage by the basketball-specific community that was there covering the event, and some great coverage talking about the quality of the event. And again, the quality of the games. And again, it was interesting as we talked about, the question we asked on the survey was, you know, what reason on skate rating on 1 to 5, you know, what was the biggest reason why you attended? And it kept coming out, like our two highest ones was the quality of the teams we had. People want to see quality teams, and they want to see quality players. And I think we delivered on that. And again, 39-point performance in the Westtown game. We had an individual that actually, Colin Gillespie from Archbishop Wood, was flying under the radar and was looking at some mid-major type Division I basketball programs, and now based upon performance in Slam Dunk, he's being looked at by Virginia, Villanova, and Notre Dame, based upon how he performed against one of the teams in the tournament. And then Mo Bamba had an incredible game, topping it off with a dunk to finish a classic game. And what I found out is either Mo is going to be going to one of the top universities to play, or he's petitioning potentially to go into the NBA draft based upon his age, and there's, I believe, a loophole, and they're looking at that potential. So he'll be either this draft or next draft. So he'll be joining now, I believe. We'll have three players in the NBA. And again, talking about the history, I know a lot of people talk about the history of the previous tournament, but like I like to say is now we've created our own history. When you see someone like Isaiah Briscoe playing for Kentucky, Dante DiVincenzo playing for number one ranked Villanova, and there's a number of players across the playing Division I basketball, and like I said, we already have a player playing in the NBA. And as far as in-state, having Sanford there, one of their top players, only a freshman, scored 44 points over the tournament there. And again, our sponsor recognition that we couldn't do it without our main sponsors, and looking at Pepsi, Grotto, the D Motors, the Turf, and L&W, and of course, Sussex County Council and your financial contributions. But we've continued to grow our sponsors at the lower levels, and we're working right now on the idea of, we've had a lot of people come in at a lower level, and we're looking to move those sponsors up in terms of sponsorship. And off the event this year, several of the sponsors that we've had have said we're back and maybe at, potentially at a higher level, as well as people who haven't sponsored are very interested in sponsoring. Okay. Now, what I like to say about the event, and like I said, it's the idea that I think it's done twofold. Is number one, I think it's brought national recognition. It's brought economic impact. We ran economic impact studies over the first 2 years and put that number at around $1 million as far as the impact on the local economy. So we've achieved that. But I think the other thing that we've done is I think we've provided an event that Sussex County is proud of. That I think that people are coming out, that it's an event that's, it's a great experience for the citizens of Sussex County to come see this quality of an event. So again, I'd like to think we accomplish two goals with that. Now with that, going back to the research that I shared to say that people want to see elite teams and elite schools, as we move forward, at some point, number one, we're greatly appreciative of the support that we received. Your belief in us when year one, when we knew of the history and the concerns, and we'd like to think that every day, like we said, we try to live up to it, that people believed in us and we wanted to live up to that, in that belief. And it was really interesting. Somebody said this to me, and in talking to the Westtown coach after that Westtown game, that if you're familiar with the concept of the tipping point, that game we hope was a tipping point for Slam Dunk, that we're there, we're here now. And I think we've developed relationships. We've liked to think we've done it the right way, and we just wanted to continue to grow it. And our biggest challenge is still on the financial side. We're continuing to work with our sponsors. And again, we cannot do it without the support of Sussex County Council and as well as the state. But in order to continue to enhance it, that we now have teams calling us, and this year we probably turned away three or four teams at least based upon the fact we couldn't afford to bring them. And when people ask about the growth of the tournament, we don't talk in terms of growth of more days, more teams. What we view it as is increasing the quality of the teams that we bring in so that every game is going to be a high-quality game with high-quality players. We don't want to be able to say no to someone based upon our budget. So again, we're looking to grow those revenues, and any support we could receive from the county council would be greatly appreciated. And again, we look forward to just continuing to grow this. And a testament to the power of Slam Dunk, and I was just talking to Vince coming down here, you know, I'm on year three. I love the relationships I formed down here. Last year, I planned on being down here more on the off time, but they somehow I got grabbed and was made AD up at Delaware, and that kept me kind of busy for about 6 months there. But I've grown to love Sussex County. I'm looking at buying a property down here. I'm amazed how quickly I got down here today. Left my house today, and I couldn't believe I had time to stop and get coffee. So, but, you know, again, I think that says something about the tournament, the people I've met, the fact that we've been able to engage the local community further to really make it your event. I know I'm up from north, but I really like to think it's your event that you're putting on, and we're just helping. So, again, thank you. I just wanted to share the success of the tournament. We couldn't have done it without you in year one. We couldn't have done it with you year three. And we look growing the event together as we move forward into the future. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you for coming down, Matt. And I would say this. I think you were exactly right. Year one, there was certainly some trepidation about investing and spending taxpayer dollars to help the tournament. But I think in 3 years, you and the commission, everybody involved, have done a great job. You know, you bring some of the top teams of the country in here, some of the top 25 players of the country in here, and it's a big deal for Sussex County, and it helps the economy. People get to see us, understand us. So, speaking for me personally, I am very pleased with what you guys have done in 3 years,
Thank you.
Look forward to working with you the next three or six or however many years going to be.
Well, on behalf of all the people involved, I'm going to say thank you. I can't take the credit for that one.
I'm sure.
Actually, there's Harvey Kenton and Dave Wilson, and I'm just peeking out there, but it's, and Pete Schwarzkopf was there. So, you know, to get the local Sussex County state legislators in there seeing this and seeing how successful it is, I think only helps, because I do like to watch. And IG and I were both there one night, and you know, it's good for everybody to see it, and they take this back to their, you know, to Dover, and of course here in Georgetown, I'm sure IG and I'll easily, and Rob last year was there a lot anyway, would be big advocates for doing it, because it was packed.
Great show. I was going to say, George, if you need an alibi for those three nights, we have plenty of pictures that you made.
He might need that.
I'm sure he does. Anything else from council?
First 2 years, of course, I was there. This year I was not able to, but my son was there, youngest son, and he was excited and ecstatic to be a part of the excitement as well. But you mentioned about the financial piece. Well, two thoughts. Number one, Todd, I think last year we talked about shifting that logo, our municipal logo, to our new Sussex logo. Is there a chance we can maybe insert that this next year?
We will certainly give them each logo.
When people see a government logo, like, what is that? But when they see Sussex, you know, our new logo,
right?
I think it could help with the identification of who we are and where we are, perhaps, as I thought. But the financial piece, are you profitable?
I would say this year we're moving towards breaking even. The first year we didn't, and again, the DITO was very gracious to help cover that difference. Last year we were very close to it. This year we feel that we're in a break-even position.
So, how do we achieve that goal to get you to be profitable? More private sector involvement? What's the goal there?
Well, I think when you look at it, is one, in the first year, again, the initial, you know, any type of business, you have the initial startup costs associated with it, but we also had several legal fees that we didn't anticipate based upon getting the trademark licensing and then some of the issues with the original organizer of the event. And then I think what we're trying to do is, one, we've grown ticket sales. Now, ticket sales, and then we're looking to grow sponsorship is where our primary revenue streams are. Our challenge is, in most events like this, you're making a portion of your revenue off of team registrations. In order for us to get the teams to come, we're not only not charging them registration, but we're also picking up travel as well as their hotels. So that's an expense on us. So when we're doing our finances, we have to cover those expenses to bring those teams in. So I'd like to think that, like you said, moving towards it, we've increased our ticket sales significantly this year, and we increased our sponsorship, and we plan on trying to increase that further, at least by another 20% going into next year.
No, that's cool. I would think, you know, maybe reach out to all these restaurants that are benefiting in these hotels and do some kind of a partnership with these guys and offer, you know, do a stay and get some. I think there should be great marketing efforts to be able to really boost your income, boost that by marketing.
Matt, do you aggressively go to the sponsors, or do you wait till they contact you? I mean, do you have a plan the way to go out and get more sponsors?
Sure. We have Dover Motorsports has done sponsorship sales for us. And then Jerry DeFilly also is a person that has sponsorship background. Both of those entities have been out selling. Mm-hmm. And again, we haven't had the main sponsor that we've had at the Delaware Sports Commission because we weren't able to secure a named sponsor. And our goal this year is, and I think we have the ability based upon year three to get that sponsor. And again, I think coming back, just like we said before, the sponsors that were with us year one, the belief in us, you know, will never be forgotten. Mm-hmm. But I think now year three, and they see the sponsors that were at the game and say, wait a minute, this thing is real. This is everything you said it'd be. I think they're prepared to step up. And then, like you said, I think now it's getting to the point we have sponsors that, wait, we got to be a part of this thing. And I think the big part of it saying is that I think Sussex County is taking ownership of it. And now, if you're a business in Sussex County, I think you want to be associated with it to say that we're a part of this great event that impacts our county and offers, like you said, the level of basketball that's provided. That's a unique experience once a year.
Cool.
More comments from council?
Congrats.
Thank you, Wilson.
I wrote down one question which Mr. Arlett asked. Are we really making any money?
Now, again, like I said, we're actually going through the final budgets right now, but I'm going to say we're pretty darn close to break even this year.
So why are we going to do this, break even? What are we really gaining? I mean,
about $1 million in economic impact.
I heard you say $1 million a while ago. So if we're taking $1 million, how come we want taxpayers to sponsor this then? Why don't we do it on our own? How come this can't be done on its own? When I say its own, I mean you. How come Slam Dunk can't pay for this themselves? why are we going to take it out of my pocket and help pay taxes? Keep this going.
Because it helps the economy, Sam, of Sussex County.
Well, we said we're going to make $1 million, so let's take some of $1 million and sponsor this.
I think what he said was, Councilman Wilson, that the $1 million is what is spent in Sussex County by the people that come visit this tournament in restaurants and hotels and buying gas and buying food.
Mr. So it helps them. You realize we sit here and argue against so many people coming. We can't get down roads, and what we're doing now is and paying money out of our taxpayers' pocket, lives in this county, to get them here. What are we really doing?
We're doing a good thing.
Well, not all good. You remember Punkin' Chunkin'? Punkin' Chunkin' made so much money in the past. We said, well, you don't need to come back here anymore for money, because a taxpayer is not going to sponsor this. We're going to quit. So it might be a good idea for you to think about that. No need to come back here for Sussex County to pay taxes to sponsor this, which is not our business to pay this money out. Not taxpayers. Why should taxpayers spend a lot of money for what?
Any more questions from council?
Sound like I'm disagreeable on almost everything here, doesn't it? But I don't really. I never did go to this ball game, and when someone else had it sponsored. Remember the guy sponsored before this? Uh-huh. Had done this thing. Did he come ask us for money?
Yes.
He did?
And it was given, yes.
How come it didn't keep going then?
Because
he had personal issues, Sam, that's why.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm thinking.
And this is way back when. This doesn't affect today at all.
This sounds like a personal issue. Just get money from Sussex County, which is known as taxpayers.
Thank you.
And can I just add one point that if you look at the staffing, my role as the chairman of Delaware Sports Commission is a volunteer position. I think they help me out every once in a while with my expenses, and my role as chairman of the Slam Dunk to the Beach is an unpaid position. The only people really getting paid is the company that we hire to help us get the teams.
Sure. Are you saying you're not getting paid?
Not getting paid a dime.
You're a free rider. Thank you.
He's volunteering his time.
That's okay.
And that's being responsible right there. And we thank you for
Lawson.
That.
Yep. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Lawson.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Mr. President. A couple items of business to take care of today. First item is the appointments to the Delaware Coastal Airport Advisory Committee. As Council is aware, the Airport Advisory Committee meets quarterly and advises Council and the Airport Manager on policy and programs at the airport. The committee is set up by the Council and has specific representation. That information was contained in your packet. We have asked each of these individuals to serve another year on the advisory committee, and they have agreed. I'll go through the list quickly. There's one representative as the fixed base operator, and that is Garrett Del Nago. There is one non-commercial airport tenant, that is Larry Kelly. One commercial airport tenant, that is Jeff Reed. Two airport-based aircraft owners, Rick Gardner and Gus Kroll. One industrial park tenant representative, that is Mark Ryan. And one representative at large, that is Mr. Richard Wilson. Of course, County Council is represented on this committee by Mr. Rob Arlett. These gentlemen have agreed to serve another year, and unless you have any questions, I have a motion.
Please read your motion, sir.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the appointments to the Delaware Coastal Airport Committee as presented for a term of 1 year.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Agreed.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
IBS motion carried. Next,
thank,
sir.
Thank you. Next, we have an appointment to the Board of Assessment Review. This information was contained in your packet as well. As you know, we have a 5-member Board of Assessment Review that meets to review any property owner's question about their annual assessment. Each member has a board member appointed. I believe this is Mr. Cole's appointment, and Mr. Cole has received verification from Mr. Harry Krager that he would be willing to serve another term. This term is for 5 years.
So moved.
I do have a motion.
Please read your motion.
Thank you. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council appoints Mr. Harry Krieger to the Sussex County Board of Assessment Review effective immediately for a term of 5 years or until February 2022.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion?
Never met him.
Okay.
Berman?
I said, I've never met him.
Have you ever been in front of the board?
It wouldn't be no problem for him to come before us, would it?
No, it's just...
Questions?
He's still been on there.
It's a reappointment.
It's a reappointment. He's been for 5 years.
Okay.
He was there before you got here.
I'm sorry about that, George.
I don't know about that, but he's been here a while.
He's been here longer than you.
We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Thank you. I'm passing down information regarding the Planning and Zoning Commission nomination for District 3. As you know, County Code and Delaware Code provides the provisions for which we have to appoint members of the commission. I've been notified by Councilman Burton that he has a candidate for consideration, and at this time I will ask Mr. Burton to make some remarks.
Thank you. My recommendation for District 3 Planning and Zoning Commissioner is Kim Hoy Stevenson, and she is a resident of the town of Lewis. I've not personally known Kim for a long time, but I've known about her. I met her through the, she was on the Planning Commission for the town of Milford, and that's where I got to know her a little bit. She is currently a Director of Communications for the state of Delaware. She's a freelance writer. She has served as the finance director of the First State Manufacturers Home Association. She's very well educated. She knows a lot of the issues that we're facing, and I think she'll make an excellent Planning and Zoning Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. Burton. Mr. President, I'm also passing down a copy of the questions that we have used in the prior two nominations from last year. As you know, the code specifies that we provide these questions to the candidate and at such time schedule a public interview process whereby the candidate will come in and prior to the interview provide answers or responses to these questions and then go through the interview process. That is a public process here in front of County Council. I provide copies of these questions for you. If you have any changes, amendments, or additions that you'd like me to make before I submit the questions to the candidate, please let me know. And it's my intention to schedule that interview at a future date, but pretty quickly because we are one commissioner down and we'd like to have that position filled. Any questions about the process?
Next.
Okay, thank you. Last item is the administrator's report for January 24, 2017. Item number one, there were 77,657 pounds of recycled material received at the Recycle Delaware Pods at the West Complex in Georgetown during the months of October, November, and December 2016. Attached are reports received for each month. Item number two, it is with sadness that we note the passing of County Pensioner Joseph Joe Sykes on Sunday, January 8th, and Pensioner Alan Boltz on Monday, January 16th. Mr. Sykes began his career with Sussex County in March 1973 and retired from assessment as an Assessor 3 in March 2003 with 30 years of service. Mr. Boltz began his career with Sussex County in November 1984 and retired from the Buildings and Grounds Department in December 92 with 8 years of service. We'd like to express our condolences to the Sykes and Boltz families. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Medlars, approval of minor amendments to the wastewater